Welcome to the IELTS Language Lab, brought to you by Peter Travis from IELTSspeaking.co.uk. In this episode, we're going to listen to Lee, who tried one of the free Part 2 practice tests we've published on the IELTS Speaking website. The task was Speaking Practice 9. Describe a book you've read or a film you've seen. You should say what this book or film was, when you read it or saw it, why you decided to see the film or read the book, and say if you enjoyed it and why. Comprehension. The first time you listen, decide if Lee answers the question appropriately.
I'm going to talk about a movie that I've recently seen. The movie's name is Top Secret, which is a movie produced in 1986. It's a pretty old movie. I just watched it last weekend with my friends because we wanted to hang out together. I watched this movie because I was looking for something funny to watch to relieve the stress in the school, because I have an exam and I was stressed. I really enjoyed this movie because it's a very special movie. This movie is very funny, absolutely funny, because every minute there is a funny scene that always makes me laugh, as well as making my friends laugh. Also, it features a very famous actor that I really like. He has a wonderful performance.
Assessment. Lee answered the question and kept to the subject, responding to each part of the task in turn. His talk was rather short, and he could have told us a little more about the film to give him the opportunity to showcase his English to a greater extent. Now listen a second time. How well do you think Lee did using the IELTS assessment criteria? That's grammatical range and accuracy, lexical resource or vocabulary, fluency and coherence, and pronunciation.
I'm going to talk about a movie that I've recently seen. The movie's name is Top Secret, which is a movie produced in 1986. It's a pretty old movie. I just watched it last weekend with my friends because we wanted to hang out together. I watched this movie because I was looking for something funny to watch to relieve the stress in the school, because I have an exam and I was stressed. I really enjoyed this movie because it's a very special movie. This movie is very funny, absolutely funny, because every minute there is a funny scene that always makes me laugh, as well as making my friends laugh. Also, it features a very famous actor that I really like. He has a wonderful performance.
Feedback. Grammatical range and accuracy. Lee's use of English was accurate. He used a range of tenses well, and his statements were well formed. He also showed his ability to use verbs in the correct form, such as his use of make.
Funny scene that always makes me laugh, as well as making my friends laugh.
Lexical resource. Lee showed he had a good command of topic vocabulary using words or expressions such as a movie produced in 1986, funny scenes, wonderful performance, and it features a very famous actor. Lee also used some good general expressions such as a pretty old movie, to hang out together, and to relieve the stress in the score. There were a couple of incorrect word choices. The movie's name is would be better as the movie's called. Absolutely doesn't collocate with funny or doesn't go with funny. Lee could say absolutely hilarious. He has a wonderful performance should be something like he gives a wonderful performance. Fluency and coherence. Lee speaks clearly throughout, although his speech is a little hesitant. In order to aim for an advanced grade, Lee could focus on increasing his speech rate. One way he could do this would be to record himself giving the same talk, but trying to deliver it faster each time. Alternatively, he could record himself talking about the day's events, such as a daily spoken diary. By counting the number of words he produces in a set time, say a minute or 30 seconds, he could monitor his progress and see if his speech rate improves over time. Pronunciation. Lee's pronunciation was clear throughout and listeners should have little difficulty understanding him. That's the end of this lesson. Why not try this task yourself using Practice Test 9 on the IELTS Speaking website? And if you're preparing for the IELTS Speaking exam, why not find out more about the IELTS Speaking Advanced course? You'll listen to advanced level speakers attempting IELTS style practice tests, and we'll look at the kind of errors that tend to occur at this level. We also offer grammar lessons for many of these problem areas, plus exercises to help you master them. You'll learn strategies to help you showcase your English, and vocabulary and functional language exercises will give you the tools you'll need to impress the examiner on the big day. Find out more about the online course on the IELTS Speaking website. That's www.ieltspeaking.co.uk.